Whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam like, yo.
Yo, 皆さん、漫画先生ポッドキャストへようこそ。Hey, everybody, and welcome to the 漫画先生 podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, breaking down the world's best language for you in 5 minutes or less every single day. And today we're talking to my good friend David from Gogo Nihon. Gogo Nihon is a service that helps people get to Japan to study in Japan, whether it's at... Well, I'll let you explain that, David. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, John. Hi, everyone. I'm Davide. I've been living in Tokyo for 10 years, and like you mentioned, 9 years ago, I started Gogo Nihon, a free service for people that want to live and study in Japan. So it's been a very nice ride for me in Japan. You know, 10 years went really, really fast, and I hope I can share a little bit my experience today with you.
Yeah, so this is an interview I'm really, really excited, really, really excited for, because a lot of you have been asking me, John Sensei, how do I get to Japan? John Sensei, What do I have to do to go and study in Japan? Do language courses help me in Japan? And David is the guy to talk about this. So Gogo Nihon helps people get to Japan and study there. And this is all comes about because David, he studied in Japan and found out that it was really hard to actually get over here, wasn't it?
Yes. So as I mentioned, I came 10 years ago. I was already... working, not for too long. I graduated in my country. I'm from Italy. I went to work in London for a couple of years, and then I started feeling I really want to learn, you know, another language. And I chose Japanese at that time because I did a terrible mistake. I say terrible between quotes, of course, to go to Japan for holidays.
Right.
And at that time I was younger, of course, and really that, you know, made me start thinking that only that 2 weeks were not enough, and I really wanted to understand more about such a different culture, such a different people. So many things were different than I thought, not in a better or a worse way, just different. You know, Japan, I had an image, and then when I visited, actually, I found that it's so much, there are so many layers, and it takes so much time to actually understand so many things. So I start thinking after my holidays that I would like to go back. I would like actually to be able to interact with everyone in their language. Mm-hmm. So I came back to the UK, and then after you know, a couple of years, actually, I came to Japan. And for me at that time, there was not, of course, a service like Gogo Nihon. It was really difficult. All the information seeking, all the preparation, all the paperwork, it was terrible. I thought about giving up more than twice, I think. But, you know, likely enough, I managed to come to Japan. And once I arrived to Japan, life was so easy and beautiful that I start thinking I should, you know, give this information to everyone else that, you know, want to go to Japan but thinks it's difficult, make it easier, really make the process of going and start living in Japan as easy as possible. That's why we made Gogo Nihon.
And so when you came the first time on your trip, what was it that really really captured you? What made you go there and say, I gotta be here longer?
I think it's a mix of major things and very little things. The major things that really made me, you know, started this feeling is that, you know, here everything is on time. Yes. Things are super clean. People are super polite. Those are major things, right? Those are things that if you come from Europe, I mean, I wouldn't only point to my country, but in general, if you come to Europe, so not just Italy, but if you come to South Europe or North Europe, I was living in the UK as well, you don't have, you know, you have severe delays on all the underground. It's normal, like two minutes late, actually you're lucky that day. Right. But in Japan, they actually give you a ticket that justified the delay for a few minutes. And then again, the cleanliness, it was big for me. The safety, you know, you see here people without any problem going back home by themselves, male, female, doesn't matter. You can go back home by yourself. You don't even have the thinking of, you know, some bad thing happened, while, you know, in my country, at least, that's not common. You know, you always need to get back with someone or have a person driving a car because it's not safe to take, you know, night transportation, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too deep into this, but it's a clear feeling when you come as a Western, I think. So those are the major things. And then, you know, there's all those other little things, like, you know, the konbini open, 24 hours. It's super convenient. And you know, when you go back to your country, you know, you're hungry at 11 p.m. What do you do? You know, of course, you can cook, you can prepare, for sure. But it is the convenience, right, of having those places very close to you. The thousand of drinks or type of food that you can pick each time, and they keep changing, and you never get bored. The fact that, for example, especially a city like Tokyo, but I think this is also common in other cities, especially large cities, that, you know, one day you just, by mistake, or just because, you know, you have some more time, you decide to get off a stop earlier or after the place you usually go to work or a friend of yours that you usually visit, and it's, you've never been there, and you find, you know, 10 different shops that you really want to go. It's another city, so it's so many little things in Japan, you know, like when you look up, you see this building, you have so many signs, and each sign is actually a little word that is so different from your country, so you would spend hours in there, and it's endless, because you don't have, one lifetime is not enough to visit all these places. So those are the little things that still make me very excited. I got a little bit used about safety, cleanliness, being on time. I actually get upset when I go back to Europe on the other side, so it became standard, and then I feel negative when I get back to Europe. But for the little things, that no, that they still stay. I still feel in a, I don't know, sometimes in a not Disneyland, but in a very different world, right? Even after 10 years, so that's really nice.
Well, there's something extremely charming, I think, about Japan that just connects you to it, whether it's, you know, people that you meet that you have a good relationship with. But I feel like it's more than that. There's something about walking down the street and the air feels clean, and the street is clean, and the train is on time, and all those little things that would normally ruin your day aren't there, you know. And of course, their life isn't perfect, and there are things that are frustrating about Japan at times. But for the most part, I always feel like I have to go back. I've never been there enough.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So you went there, and you went and studied at a language school.
Correct.
And when you were studying at the language school, how do you feel that influenced your Japanese ability?
I mean, that was the key. What I keep saying to everyone that asks me, what is the best way, or what do you suggest to be able to, you know, speak Japanese fluently, or maybe work with Japanese people or do business in Japan? You know, the only way, to be honest, of course, you can start, you know, I think your podcast is a fantastic way to start. There are a lot of online resources, you know, that help you to start. But if you really want to master, and if you really want to get to the point where, again, you can talk fluently with everyone about everything, you want to have a business interview, you want to work with Japanese people, then you need to go to a language school in Japan. You know, just to make you give a little feeling of what does it mean, you study 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, so it's 20 hours a day, only Japanese. It's like you go to high school again, you go back to high school, but the only subject is Japanese. Of course, you have speaking part, listening part, reading part, writing part, but it's all about learning Japanese. So the pace, it's extremely high. The progress are daily, so every day you realize that you're doing more than the day before. That makes, of course, the motivation, it's really high at that point. Plus, when you finish the class, you go out and you have to use Japanese, because when you go to the konbini, you know, the small supermarket that is open 24 hours, or you go to the post office, you will have to use the Japanese. At the beginning, it will be an headache, but after a few weeks, I guarantee that things get better, and after a few months, you find yourself, oh, today I just spoke Japanese the whole day. What's going on?
Exactly. And then you start, I don't know, I think there's great resources in whatever your country you're listening to. I have a good sized audience in Australia, a good sized audience in the UK, a decent sized audience in the Philippines and India. And I think there are an amount of people that, you know, there are good resources in your own country, Japanese speakers. But there's nothing, you don't get to go to a restaurant and speak Japanese, and then from that restaurant go and get to speak Japanese to whether it's your roommate or just the guy on the train platform asking which train station you need to get off at, or everything in that language. That immersion experience is an experience that will really catapult your Japanese. I've had opportunity to study in the United States at my university at BYU to study Japanese. And even though I was surrounded with Japanese for all my classes, my Japanese still grew faster, and I became more fluid and more fluent by actually being in the country. It just makes a world of difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
And not only that, like, you have actual language teachers to answer all your questions. A lot of my audience may not know this, but I actually speak Korean as well. And my Korean ability grew majoritively from doing a language school in Korea. I was able to ask the teacher questions, have interactions every day. I mean, I went and I got on the train, which wasn't exactly on time, but it was there, and got to go over there, and it was a wonderful time at Gyeonggi Daehakgyo, at Gyeonggi University, and it was a great experience to ask the teacher these questions, talk to her about what really matters, and it made a huge difference on my learning capacity.
Yes, you always have a support there. That's also very, very good. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So if somebody right now is listening and saying, you know, Davide, I've always wanted to go to Japan. I think Japan's a wonderful country. I like the music, or I like the comic books, or I like, you know, the culture, or my girlfriend lives there. What do you recommend they do to start? Just the first step.
Yeah, the really first step, it sounds obvious, but is contact Gogo Nihon, because that's what we do. This is the typical question. So you may think, you know, all my friends are telling me I'm crazy because I want to go to live in Japan. You know, for right. most of the listeners, I think they come probably from Europe and America. Mm-hmm. Japan is on the other side of the world. It's a completely different country. If you're lucky, it's 13 hours flight from your country. If you're unlucky, it's 24 or even 30 hours with a connection. Mm-hmm. So probably when you talk with your family, with your mom, with your dad, with your friends at school, unless you go to a university where you study Japanese, they would tell you, like, you know, this is crazy, it's too far. But actually, there is so many people every day they contact us with the same question. And when you are in Japan, you find so many Westerns, so many Europeans, so many Americans, South Americans that are doing this. Are in Japan now studying, learning Japanese, and then they have high chance to stay because, you know, they find an employment, or even though some people go back to their country, they learn Japanese, they will stay with them forever. They have higher chances to find a job in hospitality, like hotels. Mm-hmm. They have higher job to find diverse chances to find a job for a Japanese or a company connected with Japan, even in their country, because they know the Japanese culture, they learn the language. So again, the first step is to contact Gogo Nihon, and the question can be as simple as, I would like to live in Japan, how can I do? And then we will give you the steps, the information. We will, you know, summarize basically what's needed. And we speak 7 different languages. That's another important thing. Of course, we speak English, but also we cover Spanish. We have native speakers for Spanish, German, French, Swedish, Italian, and Portuguese as well.
And I think that really is the first step. As soon as you decide that you want to go, that's what Gogo Nihon is there for. So if you're thinking, oh, they're not a lawyer, they're not going to charge you $100 an hour, it's a free contact.
Yes.
This is a group of experts that speak your language, whether it's Swedish or whether it's Portuguese. And they're going to be able to answer your questions with your specific country in mind of what you need to get ready to be able to go and study in Japan.
That's it.
And that's one of the reasons I wanted you on the podcast so bad is, I don't know, when someone called me from Australia and says, you know, John Sensei, I want to go to Japan. I've always wanted to go see the Gold Temple at Kinkakuji in Kyoto and walk down the streets of where Basho walked in Tohoku, but I don't think I'll ever be able to go. I had someone tell me today, I love Japan, but I don't think I'll ever be able to go. And I'm just like, you can go. You just gotta go.
Take the decision that you will go, and then of course you need to, in case that you're for example, you need to go for a few weeks or longer with a student visa to learn the language. Mm-hmm. You probably need some budget, right? So for some people, that could be a problem. Like, you know, I don't have the money right now, or I may have already the money so I can go, but I don't have the money right now. In that case, when you know, and we can tell you how much money I needed. To pay for the school and mm-hmm. to pay for the accommodation, then you know how much you need to save, and maybe it's not going to be this year, maybe next year, but at least you can start planning for it, which is very important. If you don't make this first step, I think, and you always feel I would never be able to go, then probably you will never go.
That's right. So if you're listening right now and you're thinking, you know, I want to go, before someone tells you can't, before someone says, I don't know, that's a weird idea, or it says, why would you want to go to Japan? Just go into their website. I'll put it down below in the show notes, and just send them a quick message. They're very, very responsive. They responded to me on Instagram. So if you just go onto their website, it's a little bit easier than Instagram probably, and just say, "Hey, I want to go to Japan. Tell me how." and they'll work with you. And that's one thing that I think, no matter what level you are in Japanese, if you're an intermediate or if you're advanced, or even if you're just starting and listening to me for the first time, this is a great opportunity for you to kick your Japanese into rocket speed and force yourself almost to be able to speak the world's best language. So when you, from learning there and now living there 10 years and seeing so many people go through this, can you tell a difference between somebody who's really taken full advantage of their situation there versus somebody who is maybe a little, maybe didn't use the experience as much? If someone were to go to Japan right now and go to one of these language courses, how could they make the best of it?
So two little advices that I think, like you mentioned, would make a big difference. So mm-hmm. First is preparation. Most of the schools accept completely beginner. When I say completely beginner, it's just going there without any knowledge, not even hiragana, katakana, not even basic grammar. Mm-hmm. The strong suggestion is that when you decided to go to Japan, usually because of flights arrangement and also visa, I decide today, I contact Gogunyan today, but I don't go really tomorrow. Maybe I go in 2-3 months, 4 months. So if you're a complete beginner, spend some time. For example, listen to the Manga Sensei podcast. Find some online resources, mm-hmm. at least to get covered the basics. So basic grammar plus hiragana and katakana. It doesn't take that long. It doesn't take too much time, too much study to do, but it really makes a big impact. The second advice is that the first weeks are the most important at school, are the most difficult too, because even though you have studied Japanese at university, even though you study Japanese at university, it's completely different from having a Japanese class, a language class in Japanese once a week or twice a week, which is common at university, versus 4 hours a day, plus outside you still have to use Japanese. You know, the headache is going to come, for yes. sure, guaranteed. And you just need to go with the flow, and mm-hmm. I guarantee that after a few weeks, the headache will disappear and you start speaking Japanese, but don't give up, of course, at the very beginning, because that would be a huge shame if you're a little bit behind and, things got a little bit more challenging after. Mm-hmm. So just acknowledge the fact that the first week will be the hardest and save extra time to study the first weeks versus you're going to have so much time later after you speak Japanese to do your part-time job, to go out with friends, to visit the place you wanted to visit, to go to the Ghibli Museum, to Akihabara. You can go this, if you stay 6 months, 1 year with a student visa, even more, you're going to have plenty of time. But the first maybe 2-3 weeks at school, just focus on study because they're the most important.
Yep. And if you need any of these resources, everybody, I have a hiragana and katakana cheat sheet, as well as we're going to have hiragana flashcards and katakana flashcards available for free on our website. So if you want to use those resources, as well as there's plenty of apps out there to study hiragana, katakana, you can learn it in a week without studying that hard. It's it's like, when you're a kid, you match up the codes, A with this funny symbol and B with this funny symbol. It's pretty close to that, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to throw you for a loop.
Okay.
Yeah, so what I like to do with these interviews for people who have listened to me for a long time know about halfway-ish, I try to transition from English to speaking exclusively in Japanese. And David has been so kind to let me do that with him today. He's been in Japan 10 years past JLPTN2 already, and we're going to speak Japanese. Now, if you're a new speaker to the language and you think, holy smokes, I'm not ready for the two guys to start speaking Japanese at light speed, I still recommend that you try. If you know the word watashi and desu, simply try to listen for watashi and desu. If you are intermediate, this is a great opportunity for you to learn some new words. And if you're advanced, maybe better than us, then this is a great opportunity to find our mistakes and then try to find ways so that you don't make the same ones. So with that,今から日本語のメンツ、インタビューを行いさせていただきたいと思いますけれども、デビデさんが日本で働いたことが、きっかけがあるので、どうして日本の企業にしたんでしょうか。なぜこの質問を尋ねるというと、日本が世界の一番最低というか、4番ですけれども、企業率がすごい低いなそうです。でも外国人なのに日本に引っ越して過ごしてなぜ起業にしたんでしょう。
そうですね、私は9年前 あの午後用のサービスを立ちて、あのたった言うはあの自分 の, あのアイディアあって、はい、あのこのできるだけたくさん海外から留学した人を助けたいの、はい、まあ、希望があって、できるだけたくさん人を 助けたくて自分のサービス、自分の会社を作りたかったです。あのもちろんあの普通の、まあ、就職、あの普通の会社働くより難しかったですけども、9年前の行動ですけど、
はい、
まあ、やっとできて、今すごい満足してます。
何時満足だして、満足してるだと思いますか？
あのたくさん人このサービスを使ってて、たくさん人 GoGoNeon 使って、まあ、いつも GoGoNeon なかったら日本まで来ないです。GoGoNeon すごい助かりました。GoGoNeon の、 話した人すごい親切で、 GoGoNeon 本当にありがたいです。これもずっとこのようなコメント来るので、まあ、毎日ぐらいこのコメントがあるから、
はい、
満足してますね。
確かにね。しかも自分の会社がすごいできているという感じも多分嬉しいかもしれないですね。嬉しがろうですね。それとも
ちろん そんなこともありますね。
いいですね。そしてこの会社を始めた時に日本の原画塾に参加したことがあるので、どうやってその呪術が自分の会社を作ると助かったんでしょう？
そうですね、もちろん私は日本語学校行かなかったら絶対会社も作れなくて、ここまでできなかったと思います。最初、うん、たくさん日本語の種類があって、弁護士、ローヤーのこと、弁護士も話しに行って、はい、まあ、最初日本語学校たくさん見に行きました。で、時必ずも日本語使って、私はまあ普通ただの外国の人じゃなくて、まあ、日本に住んだことがあって日本語習ってこの、はい、まあ、アイディアがある人ですから、まあ、はい、会社を作れました。
いいですね。自分ができることを毎日に過ごして自分の働きを通して言語力を上げるのがすごい助かるだと思う。しかも、もし日本、もし自分の国でただ日本語を勉強したら、どうやって本当の日本人が話せるのか多分分からなかったかもしれないですね。
そうですね。
日本の教科書とアメリカの教科書が全然違うし、どうやって日本人が話せるのかと、アメリカのどうやって日本人が話せるのかの立場っていうか価値観が違うから、判断するとすごいギャップがあるんですね。
そうですね。あと、まあ文化も違うので、やっぱり日本住まないと実際日本人どうやって働くか、はいはい、実際日本人どうやって考えるか分かりません。教科書で勉強するだけすればそこまで分からないですね。
そうですね、確かにですね。日本の家に入って靴を脱がないとちょっとおかしくなるんじゃない？
そうですね。
それで自分の国イタリアからロンドンに行って、そして やはりこれは洋外の文化なんですけど、海外の文化に参加する経験があるので、日本に行ってそれが助かったんでしょうか？
そうかもしれないけど、まあ、やっぱりイタリアとイギリス、ヨーロッパだから、まあ、欧米ですから、そんな、はい、文化変わらないですね。
はいはい、
日本に来て最初すごく違いところたくさんがあって、まあ、時、まあ、人によるなんですけれども、たまに、はい、他の人だと、それがもうできない、それ好きじゃないとか来たことがあるんですけども、私は、はい、まあ、いつもびっくりして面白いと思います。まあ、違うので、でもやっぱりどうしてもヨーロッパからアメリカから来る人、最初文化が違うので気をつけないといけないですね。
そうですね。もし日本に行きたいと少し日本を話せる方が今までに聞いていただいて、日本の文化は分かるだと思うんですけど、きっかけ経験がないので、何の文化のために注意すれば良いだと思いますか？
まあ、とりあえずやっぱり、まあ、学校行ったら、まあ、日本人は日本語学校行ったら日本人はすごいみんな、まあ、時間守る。だから、
はい、多分
普通にイタリアの人は、まあ、学校9時から の場合、あの9時、まあ、2、3分でもいいと思ってますね、必ず。私もちょっと遅刻たくさんしました、あの時、10年前のことですけど。でもやっぱり日本人は本当に9時だったら、まあ、ちょっと前、5分前、あの、はい、教室を聞いて、準備して、9時始まるので、9時がいなかったら、9時、はい、1分でも良くないですね。1分でも良くないので、それはやっぱり最初、注意ちょっとした方がいい。あと、まあ、もちろん、たくさんがあるんですけれども、まあ、全部ちっちゃい。あのいいことは、まあ、日本人はあなたはあの外国の人だから少し優しいですね、はいあのはいはい、すごく厳しくないあのすぐに1回だけ学校あの遅刻してあのあなぜそんなことしましたとか言わないあのすごい優しくあの説明する、はい、でもあのやっぱりあの私の国じゃなかったので私はイタリアから来て、まあ、イギリスから来て私の国じゃないのであの今日本に住みたい、だから日本に住むので日本の文化合わないと、はい、あのいけないと思います。
確かにですね。それと間違いと同じようにもし文化になんか無礼なことを行ってしまったら日本人が早く許してくるんでしょ。
あのそうですね、そうそうそう、もし、はい、そこまで心配しなくてもいいです。もちろんあの私はもう10年あの間日本に住んでもあの外人ので、外人ので、やっぱりたまにまだ失敗しますね、文化について。はいはい、まあ、あの、まあ、敬語、よく使えない。敬語はやっぱり、あの、ポーライト日本語ですね。あの、仕事で使わなければならない、あの、言語ですが、
はい
はい、あの、私は、まあ、まだミスする。そして、はい、あの、マナー、たまにまだミスします。
はいはい、
でも、やっぱり外人ので、日本人はそれ分かって、全然、はい、厳しくなくて優しくてまあ大丈夫だ、イタリア人ですから、まあヨーロッパの人ですから大丈夫ですねと必ず思いますから、あんまり心配しなくてもいいけど考えた方がいいですね。
そう、それでなんかお手紙の立場を考えないといけないですね。相手からなんか優しくやあの優しくにあのトリーティングしないといけないですね。日本のおもてなしみたいに、ね、みたいに外国の方が来るときにあの優しくに働いてるし、お互いに優しくやれば良いの考えが強いなんですね。甘えっていう。
そうですね。
そしてこれは多分最後の質問になるんですけれども、もし今のところでバッと全部の日本語が脳からなくなってしまったらどうやってもう一度日本語を習おうとすればいいだと思いますか？
そうですね、そのもし、まあ、日本にいれば、
はい、
あのもう日本語 いきなりもなくなったら必ず、まあ、日本語学校早めにあの行きたいと思います。やっぱり日本に住んだら日本語は話せなかったらすごい大変だと思います。
はい、
もしかしたら、まあ、日本語なくあの日本語 あの能力がなくなって、そしてあのイタリア住んで、はい、本当にもう日本もいない場合、
はい、
あのできるだけ早く、まあ、日本に留学する準備始めたいと思います。
あ、いいですね。それがなかなかいいアドバイスです。ありがとうございます、デイビッドさん。ありがとうございます、本当に。
どういたしまして。
それで皆さん、That was a wonderful interview I've had with my friend Davide-san. He has not only experienced Japan for 10 years and have intimate conversations about the culture, but we've also been able to talk about what he would do if he were just be able to start over again. And I think one thing he mentioned that was really, really important in that section of Japanese was that Japanese quickly forgive you if you make a mistake, particularly if you're from Western culture or even from a Latin culture in South America. They forgive you fairly quickly. It's simply, oh, you're not from here. Obviously, you didn't know that. Let me tell you. They're not going to bash you over the head or yell at you because you didn't know to take your shoes off or because you wrote their name in red. But I think being able to make those mistakes and understand how the other person is feeling is extremely important. And so please keep that in mind when you go to Japan. But for those who listened completely diligently through that conversation, David, do you have any last bits of advice for someone who's listened this far and they're tentative about going to Japan, but they just need that little push? Can you give them that little bit of a push to kick them into trying to call you guys?
Going to Japan definitely changed my life. If I was staying in my country, I would never be able to start my business. And of course, not everyone needs to come to Japan to start his own business, but the concept that I see every day, students and people coming here to study, that they start doing things that they would not even think of doing in their country. And just putting yourself out of your comfort zone, as always, and especially in Japan, give you the chance to really find your best self. Learning a foreign language, which is so different from your native language, so it gives you an extra value for the rest of your life, even though you come back to your country. And this, again, I hear from students because we keep in touch, and sometimes we hear from them. You are going to have more work opportunities. You're going to be in touch with Japan. You're going to make friends from all over the world, because going to a language school in Japan is not that you just meet Japanese people. Actually, you meet other students that come from all over the world, and those friendships are so deep because you share such something so special that they stay for the rest of your life. So it's definitely something that will change your life like it did for me. And if you really want to go to Japan, just make the first step, contact us or start looking for information online. It's possible. And I hope to see everyone in Japan. Please visit our Tokyo office. Also come to one of our events. We do events all over Japan, in Tokyo, Kansai, so Osaka, Kyoto, Sapporo, and Fukuoka. Please visit us and meet with Gogo Nihon, because, you know, we would really like to meet you.
And I'll echo that 100%. I've met some of my best friend outside of my wife is a friend I have in Kyoto who came to America on a language exchange program, just like this. She came to learn English at a program, and we clicked, and she's one of my dearest friends. Sochi-chan, if you're listening to this. But you'll make, when you go to Japan and you put in that effort and you go to this wonderful country, you will get so much more than you put in. It's an experience that will change your life. I can promise you that. It will make it so if you're just going there for a quick trip, you'll never, ever get enough. And this language opportunity will, I think, can make a lot of the difference. Thank you so much for coming on the program today, David. And if anyone has any questions, all the comments will be down below in the show notes. And I look forward to hearing and answering your questions. それでじゃあ皆さん、これを覚えておきなさい。もし日本語でペレペレになりたいなら、間違いが必要なんです。間違いだけではなくて、もし日本語より良いになりたいなら、やはり日本に行った方がいいです。日本に味わって、日本の文化を見て、日本を経験して。それでじゃあ、毎日と同じように、また明日。じゃあね。